The Randolph County Board of Elections started their meeting right around 8 a.m. before a crowd of almost as many journalists as concerned citizens. There was only one item on the agenda.
All in favor, say aye.
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 The decision? Keep all 9 polling places open.
That's how we do it.
Outside the county offices, the mood remained jubilant. But Edward DeBose, a national board member of the NAACP, was cautious. After all, when an outside consultant floated the idea to close 7 of 9 polling places in Randolph County, he said it came with the backing of Secretary of State Brian Kemp, who's also running for governor.
We're watchful. All of this happened under the leadership of Brian Kemp. We need to follow the trail all the way back and search out all of these attempts to set us back in voting rights.
Kemp has denied involvement in any plans for poll consolidation, and state law forbids the Secretary of State's direct involvement in those matters. Local Jeff McCarter watched the scene from the parking lot as he smoked a cigarette. He didn't much care for the outsiders.
These people aren't even from here. This decision would have been made the same way without all this. I know that.
Georgia State Representative Erica Thomas of Smyrna isn't so sure.
Oh, no, you wouldn't have. This is just one thing that's happening. There's things happening all over Georgia that we don't care about, that it's hush-hush. That's why we have to come out and say, you know what, it's okay. We'll fight that battle for you.
When I say defeat hate, you say vote. Defeat hate.
Vote. Vote.
Defeat hate.
And Thomas says in the run-up to Georgia's gubernatorial election, she and others will remain on the lookout. For GPB News, I'm Grant Blankenship in Cuthbert.